Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the best darn thing on the whole freaking internet. Coming up this week, it's... Yeah, the Battle of the Bands, Rock Band 2, and Guitar Hero World Tour. We run down the top 50 men and women of tech. That came out wrong. We don't actually mow them down in our cars, but anyway. And be king for a day without bloodshed and military coups. Remember that, Mark Thatcher. All that and more with my guest, as always, T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
That was a rocking intro.
Absolutely. A bit more of that. That's enough. So, as is customary, we let you blow off a little steam before we begin. Anything been itching your nads this week?
I'll tell you what's been itching my nads this week. Actually, this is a problem that's been caused by technology being too good, which is actually the Genius feature in the new iTunes,
iPods. We touched on it last week.
Which we were vaguely taking the mickey out of last week, but I've now had a go on it. Mm-hmm. And it's really good.
Oh.
It's, I'm almost upset to say. It's really good. And the reason I know it's really good is because I refuse to install the new iTunes on my Mac because it always messes it up. So I installed it on my crappy old PC laptop. Yeah. And it did duly mess up my PC laptop, but I'm not bothered about that. But anyway, it works well enough for me to be able to test it. And all the music on my laptop doesn't have star ratings because I'm quite sad. So I do actually go through and give everything a star rating. Oh, that's a four. That's exceptional. Sad. So that's a five. That one I'm not sure about. So, you know, quite what the point of having loads of songs with one and two stars on iTunes even is, yes. I don't know. But anyway. So it's got no ratings on this one, but the Genius thing only picks out pretty much stuff that I like. Huh. Which is, you know, because if it was just going, oh, well, this guy likes David Bowie, so he must also like Gary Newman or whatever, it wouldn't necessarily pick a track by Gary Newman that was any good.
Okay.
So but it does.
So this isn't really a rant, it's just...
No, except this made me think, because in the past, if somebody does you a mixtape or, you know, sends you a playlist, which
then
the
it would involve deep, you know, thoughts.
Yeah, you think, well, this doesn't cost this guy any money or this girl any money, and... But, you know, he's put effort into it, and I appreciate that. You know, it's one of the kind of the great manly arts, the great artistic arts.
Do lots of men send you mixtapes?
Yeah, all the time, yeah. No women do. But now I'll just be thinking, well, they've clearly just pressed the Genius button on iTunes.
Yeah, all the sentiment gone.
I know.
Damn you, Apple.
Exactly. It's the technology...
Damn you to hell.
It does great things for your life, but it sucks the romance from it at times.
Okay, not all of us can hop over to the continent with a TV crew and discover royal lineage a la Boris Johnson, but we can help you be king for a day of your own domain with the aid of a few choice pieces of tech. Duncan, you've been working on this. Have you achieved royalty?
Have I achieved royalty? I wouldn't go that far, but I've had a few good days.
Let me prize open the new T3. Which comes this month in a really easy to open package.
This is slick. So yeah, list readers, rush out and buy. This is that's what it sounds like opening the really quite beautiful new package of T3, and it does look great actually.
It looks stonking. Actually.
It's very premium, very upmarket.
I'm still loving the new mini compact size,
and the mini is still better than the big one.
Absolutely.
Not often I say that.
So go on, king for a day.
Yeah, well, it's various days that one might have. So, you know, going out on a date or going away to the countryside or attending a business meeting where, you know, you're about to be fired because your American branch...
Credit crunch.
...sadly pissed all the money in the world.
Yeah, sorry if you work for Lehman Brothers or AIG or...
I'm not.
...H Boss or anyone else like that.
Bad luck, mate.
Yeah, never mind.
These things happen. It's just basically... A nice kit, but the twist to it is it turns out that a lot of this kit can be rented. To the point where, in fact, you can actually rent a sat-nav for a day. Ooh. Which I would question the usefulness of, but... No, so, actually, that could be handy, because so you hire a car and you hire a sat-nav to go with it, and you don't necessarily ever want to use it again.
You can do this with camera gear, you know, something like a £5,000 lens, you know, crazy stuff like that. You can just go and hire it.
For a wedding, you know.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and then you can look seriously pro. So what is the most amazing thing you can hire to make yourself utterly awesome?
Well, there's various cars in there. Actually, there's like a Jaguar E-Type, I believe.
Yes, that would probably.
Oh, a helicopter! No, actually, we've trumped
the
Jag.
Hold on,
with a chopper.
Wouldn't you need a some sort of helicopter pilot as well?
I imagine you probably would then, yes. Damn you and your Occam's razor of logic. Well, I would imagine when you hire a helicopter, you also get a pilot. But then a lot of people who have got the cash to hire a helicopter may well have trained to be a helicopter at some point.
There are some quite crazy things in it. I'm liking your own waxwork.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Personal Madame Tussauds wax figure, 150 grand.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what would you? How big an ego would you have to have? I think the idea is you buy it for somebody else. It's you. Buy
oh, right, not of you, of them.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it made of you, obviously, but yeah. I'd assume that. But if I make, most people,
if I say got something made of me and then gave it to you, that you'd probably,
that'd be good.
You probably think that was a waste of 150 grand.
I think either if you got one of me, or you know, if anyone made a waxwork of me and handed it to me, I would find it a bit creepy.
Actually, I did once. I found this.
This is a voodoo anecdote.
No, it's a terrible admission. It was a mate's, I think it was his 21st or something, and we found this kind of army doll that they're sort of big collector's things in Japan that looked exactly like him, like totally like him.
Was it life size?
So we mocked it up so that we did this letter on Hong Kong letterhead and everything that we'd sent this company a picture of him, and they'd crafted a doll. And he still believes it.
That's pretty cool. And presumably that cost less than
it cost
the 150k
about 20 quid,
that
Madame
Tussauds charged.
Obviously he thought we'd spent hundreds, but there we go. Sorry about that, Chris.
The other thing about Madame Tussauds dolls is, like, no offence to Mrs. Tussauds, but the dolls never look anything, they never really look like what they're meant to look like.
I think as well, Madame Tussauds was described as the most rip-off attraction in London, and I think I can vouch for that. It's rubbish. Don't go.
I think I'll certainly say it's the worst attraction in London, but it's got queues around the block.
It's rubbish.
It's like you think, how long would this queue be if this thing
French
was any
school
good?
Children, if you notice, and Americans.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I don't understand, is like London obviously is known for all sorts of things.
If there was a hideous...
Life Waxworks isn't really one of them, so why would you go to London
if there was a terrible car crash on... You know, that stretch of road just around the corner from here, actually.
Yeah.
Then, you know...
Wouldn't anyone really care?
Would be doing a few people a favour. Anyway, so King for a Day, yes, that is the cover feature, in fact, on the November issue of T3, which is still looking very compact and is out now.
Also, I have to mention, comes with a 48-page supplement, only a 24-page rubbish, printed on nice paper, not on the normal bog roll. And it's the sexiest gadgets of all time, and that quite literally is what it is.
Wow.
I'm not going to say any more than that.
That's it.
And it's free, absolutely free, as is the plastic bag that it all comes wrapped in.
Yes, you just have to pay $3.99 for the rest of it. Anyway.
Yeah, but that's what you pay for one without the...
Yes, good. It can't have escaped your notice that a rock battle of epic proportions is almost upon us. We speak, of course, of the upcoming clash between Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero World Tour, now with a complete complement of plastic instruments on each side. Duncan, have you invested in either of these two yet?
No, because...
I'm
an adult, but I have played both.
Good.
And I personally come down on the side of Rock Band. I think, Rock Band firstly, because I know Guitar Hero has now added all the extra instruments.
Yes.
Playing catch-up. But the main thing I like about Rock Band is it's... It's aimed slightly less at the hardcore gamer, I think. It's more fun, which is perhaps a way of saying it's a little bit easier.
The guitar bit was always easier, but apparently in the new Rock Band, they've toughened up.
Made it really hard.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, guys. All right, forget it then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, TV.com did play out its own Battle of the Bands and well, kind of wettishly found it was pretty much a draw.
Yeah, everyone must have prizes.
Or a draw, as I've written here, as in drawer.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, it does come in a very big box, so you could perhaps use it as a drawer, I don't know.
What would make either of these stand out for you, apart from making them dead easy?
Yeah, that would be the main thing. A more UK-centric choice of tunes. And also, I'd quite like to see sort of synth pop hero as well, because a lot of the music I like is not... I mean, I like a lot of guitar music, obviously. Yeah. But I'd like the option to be able to just stand motionless behind a tiny plastic keyboard. And prod out very simple bass lines.
I'd pay for that.
That'd be brilliant. I just wear a hat and sunglasses like Chris Lowe from the Pet Shop Boys.
Rock Band 2's developers have been doing something of their own world tour.
Quite literally.
Yes. This is what Dave Casson from Harmonix had to say after just blasting out a spot of the Foo Fighters' Everlong, which is on the new playlist.
We wanted to take Rock Band 2 the next level. We went back and fixed a whole bunch of stuff in the game that we wanted to improve on, matchmaking, making it so you can choose different characters and get them into the different instruments and to bands more quickly. We expanded our band world tour. It's now online. We added cities, hireable staffs. You can add those. And just tons of new stuff. A drum trainer. We got new peripherals. Everything. Whole works.
The whole works. Hiring staff. It's heavies to stand by you.
Yeah, I hate enthusiastic Americans. Like that. What's a drum trainer? Is that like footwear in the shape of a drum kit?
The drums were always the tricky bit.
Drums are very tricky. People underestimate.
It looks easy, really. But they were fiendishly difficult. So a drum trainer would be no bad thing, I would say.
Okay. So you're just going to completely ignore my joke about it being a piece of footwear that looks like some drums? That was a complete waste of what I thought was quite a funny line.
Sorry about that.
Never mind.
Oh, well, you can rewind and listen to that if you want to hear Duncan's moment of comedy genius.
My little jeu de mots on the concept of a drum trainer.
There we go. That is Rock Band and its drum trainers. But not to be outdone, Guitar Hero World Tour has been putting out some behind-the-scenes material. This is Ted Nugent, the Nuge, rock guitar legend previously of the Amboy Dukes, now something of a lone...
Right-wing hunting nut.
Yes.
can we say that?
And anti-drugs activist. Anyway, here
we
go.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
For about 5 years, I wrote a live buffalo on stage. I don't know how they're going to do it electronically, but I'm going to ride a buffalo as my entrance. I love my music. I crave the collaborative process, and we captured it on Guitar Hero.
There you go, kids. Live bulls on stage. My buffalo on stage.
He goes the extra mile, doesn't he? Yeah. I do really like Ted Nugent.
Does this mean there's going to be now a peripheral a bull or buffalo?
Yeah, hopefully.
That would be awesome.
Slightly less manly, in a slightly less manly fashion, I recently saw Kylie Minogue, and she kept on coming onto the stage on a variety of things, one of which was an enormous metal skull, which was a bit weird. It was a bit like Terminator. Also made me slightly think of the Gestapo.
Yes.
And she was wearing a sort of slightly paramilitary uniform, so it was like Nazi Kylie.
Or perhaps a sort of a Damien Hirst reference?
Yeah, it could have been. Mm. Yeah, it's like a Crystal Soul.
So much we
can't think of it. That probably is what it was, as opposed to her pretending to be in the SS. But
I am loving it. I mean, I do sense a T3.com video coming on here of Guitar Hero whilst riding Mechanical Bull.
I think so, yeah. Chris and Ree will be...
I'm getting a two-fingered bull salute from Chris, producer, in the next door. I think, Chris, you want a mechanical bull?
That would be good.
Absolutely,
His emo hair just
rock
like
on,
billowing around.
He gesticulates. Good. Well, we'll try and get that done for next week. The serious point of that Ted Nugent segment was that you can have playable characters in Guitar Hero, so you can be Ted Nugent, and they've actually got him, you know, dressed up in those suits with little dots on to record his
motion captured Nuge. Excellent.
Yeah. So you know, not just playing the Nuge, but also rocking his moves.
Excellent.
So that's something to look forward to there. Moving on to another thing in the November issue of T3, which is that we've distilled the world's top technology movers and shakers down to the 50 most moviest and shakiest.
Shaking, yes.
The Parkinson's elite, you might say.
Hey!
Duncan, the first thing to say about this is, where the hell are we on this?
Yes, I was going to say, there's one slight... there's one glaring omission. Two glaring omissions.
Yes.
We're not in it.
Yeah.
I know it's the editor of T3 is. So whoever wrote this knows what side their bread's buttered.
Yeah. do you know how many women there are on this list?
Well, I couldn't give you a precise figure, but it would be somewhere not unadjacent to about one, I think. Four, okay.
4 out of 50. There's the head buyer of Electricals at Marks and Spencer's. What is that about?
Well, Marks and Spencer's is a significant
that we are not more important in the world of technology than the head buyer of electronics at Marks and Spencer's.
That's true.
There's journalist Sarah Lacey at Business Week. There's Callie Lewis, presenter of Geek Brief. like geek porn, really.
Geek pants, I call
it. and Menatrot, co-founder of the blog stuff Six Apart. She is fairly,
We probably could have had more women. We could have had T3's Ree Morgan and T3's Kat Hannaford, for instance.
Yes.
They're both very influential and women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some definite legends on there as well. Walt Mossberg.
Yes.
Tech columnist for Wall Street Journal. I mean, he's probably the kind of...
Well, Mossberg is the one who actually gets sent iPods before they come out
exactly.
and things.
Exactly, yeah,
If he says something bad about a product,
that's it.
It can be not so good for that product.
Not so
good. Whereas I can say any number of things about any product I like. It doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
Share prices don't move.
Yeah.
Still flying off the shelves.
The people at HTC aren't all like, oh, we must take this product off the shelves. Duncan doesn't seem to like it.
Yes, never mind. But yes, Walt can have that effect. Definitely a few questionable ones. Richard Jones, who's the technology buying manager at Selfridges.
Yeah, he's a very nice man.
Probably, yeah, exactly. A nice man. What is he doing to himself here? What is this cardigan he is wearing? He is aging himself By know, about 30
I know,
years,
I know.
Though.
I think...
That is not a good look. I mean, I know... I have a few cardigans myself. They can look very good. This one is of the, you know, sort of gravy-stained one you might find in a care home.
I mainly thought, don't wear a cardigan with a shirt and tie. That makes you look like a pensioner who's like his pension has turned out to be worthless and has had to go back to work at the age of 65.
Yeah, I think Trina Susanna definitely have their work cut out there with Richard Jones.
I like Brian Lamb from Gizmodo, who's like wearing a sort of, I can only describe as a comedy balaclava, which again slightly reduces his air of gravitas.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. I thought that was quite cool, actually. Definitely. I'm thinking.
The knitwear is letting some of these people down. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. But of course, we don't judge them on what they wear. Also in the questionable list, Steve Ballmer.
Well, he's undeniably pretty powerful.
He is pretty powerful, but also slightly unhinged.
A clot? Yes.
Yes. This is the inimitable Steve Ballmer. I don't think we can get to this juncture, of course, without one of his famous clips. So let's just... here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Ballmer!
Yes, Microsoft shareholders, he is your CEO.
I've never heard anybody have so much enthusiasm for themselves, ever.
Give it up for me. Me.
Not you guys are great.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it for Microsoft.
Unless, of course, this was the launch of Windows ME.
Oh, perhaps it was.
Yes, very good. Less said about that, the best. Well, I can't think of anything more serene to end on. But before we do, there is the small matter of your quick-fire reactions to this week's last word, starting with Sony XEL1, which is arriving in October, as according to a T3.com exclusive.
Yes, it is. We've seen it, and it's quite nice. But there are problems, teething-wise, it seems to us. But, well, sure, they've been ironed out before Sony's lawyers
get
in touch with me.
Google Android Dream, getting around to the launch.
Yeah, that's an HTC phone, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, forget that, then.
Okay. The Paralympics.
Well, yeah, I was going to say you should have started this one with an even more patriotic one than after
Absolutely.
We won about a billion medals and came second in the medal table.
Yep, we did. Beat everyone else apart from China. Mm. And Amazon's DRM-free music store, UK-bound.
Yeah, good news. Not so good news for iTunes.
Mm.
Good news for humanity.
Excellent.
I think.
Well, if you were a royal, you would be Harry. Surely without the ginger. Anywho, that's all for this week. New T3 is out now, the November issue. Looking splendid. T3.com for all the latest. And find us on iTunes. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve!